What it do, people? What it do?
Is that an old Negro spiritual?
Yeah, I just came up with that right there.
Welcome to another episode of whatever the fuck this is. Because I don't know what the show this is no more since you're singing Negro spirituals and shit. Of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Golden Child and Thelma. The church lady. Thelma the church lady. That's funny. That could be your alter ego, Thelma the church lady.
Probably could, especially when I be popping off about stuff.
Popping off about what?
You just never know. You just never know.
I guess. Hmm. Well, power to you. Mm-hmm. What's been going on, man?
Since we're at episode 101, I mean, yes. Last episode, y'all knew we were turnt.
We was drunk. They said the episode was funny as fuck. We got good response. They said your brother is fucking hilarious.
He's a nutcase.
Dre was telling me like, yeah, her brother's stupid as fuck. But in like a good way.
Yeah, that's a nutcase. But that episode was fun. Since then, as you guys may not know, I'm officially 30.
Dirty 30.
We celebrated. It was a pretty lit celebration, I like to say.
So the people want to know, is the pussy more juicy now that you hit 30? They want to know, is it a little juicier?
I mean, you know, it's been pretty great.
Ooh, it's so juicy after 30. Ooh.
Let's just all cross our fingers for the next week, okay? Let's just do that.
What you mean?
Let's just all cross our fingers.
Oh, this nigga been doing drive-bys?
Let's just all... Listen, the night of the party got very real. Once I got out of my coma. My drunken coma.
Oh, my God. You're gonna be such a good mom.
Oh, God. No, I'm not going to be a mom. I already got the Mother Nature symptoms coming.
You know? Oh, okay. No, you said the next week. That's
what I'm saying. Like, it needs to come on.
Oh, okay.
After this week,
you feel it coming, but you want to make sure. You want to be 100% sure.
We need to make sure it's going to, like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That, mm-hmm. Probably a little too hard.
Period.
Poo.
That period.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I definitely enjoyed it. It was a lot better than what I was expecting it to be. I don't know.
It was fun.
Like, everybody had a really good time.
I've been having a great time during quarantine.
It's been great.
At my friends' houses. Hanging out with married friends is fun.
They are funny.
I've been hanging out with, like, married people a lot, and it's fun.
I need to hang out. Maybe, I don't know. I would say I need to hang out with more married people.
They'll get you drunk.
Yeah.
Well, my married friends, Asha and Shayon.
What the fuck? I meant to bring this up to Asha the last time I seen her at the party. That little combo that she gave me, the
I don't even
remember. Stella Rose Black with the Remy.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done that before. Mind you, we were already drinking, and I had already been drinking.
Yeah, we were drunk, yeah.
I had already been drinking the tequila with you. I had the gin, and then I switched to that. And that did it for me. The Remy and the Stella mix. That took me to that place. Okay.
That's amazing.
And I just remember waking up for work the next day like, man, I had a good night. And Tony, like, before he left work, he's like, you all right in there? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Then when it was time for me to get up to get ready for work, because, you know, he leaves like 2 hours before I have to get up.
Yeah.
And I got up and I'm like, well.
Did you go to work?
Yeah, I went to work, but, you know, I remember sitting at my desk, and I'm like, why is underneath my eyes starting to sweat? Like,
sweat?
I was like, whoa. I was like, Jose, I'm going to get up and walk around for a minute. He's like, do what you got to do.
He already know.
He already knew.
Like, when you in this turn up game, it's different. You know what I'm saying? We built different. Well, I'm built differently. Because, like, fucking around with Asha and Shayon. So Friday was National Tequila Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to their house and drank a little bit. I could probably go home around like 1 o'clock, 1:30.
I was out Friday too.
Got up for work.
Yeah.
Worked all day. Was fucking exhausted.
Yeah, I can know.
I'm like, damn. Then we had a game night last night, which was Saturday night. I'm thinking, damn, I'm finna be lame as fuck at this party. I'm finna be tired and shit. Once I get going, I'm good.
Right. I think that's anybody. Well, at least me too. Because some people, if they're tired and they drink, they get more tired. And then they're just like, Where do you even come out for?
Me, I just got to keep going. Like, yeah. once you get to a certain point, like, you kind of like,
you. Once you hit that, once you get stagnant, it's like,
you get like a second wind or whatever. So, like, so I went to the party, I'm like, damn, I'm finna be tired of it. I'm finna be boring and shit. But I was good. And then I woke up today.
Perfectly fine.
I was fine. No hangover, nothing. Like, which is good because they'll get you drunk over there.
Yeah, see.
I'll be over there. I don't only get fucked up where I feel comfortable at.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I feel comfortable over there, so I be getting fucked up.
Yeah,
it was so funny. Shane kept saying, he was like, "This dark house too." So if y'all got a problem with that, you got a problem with me. Like, this house too. That shit was so funny.
That is hilarious. They're hilarious. Mm-hmm. I went to a girls' night. It's Friday.
Where at? Somebody's
it
house.
It was at a beach. In Treasure, no, at a beach. Jesus, y'all.
You was about to say at a beach.
Yeah, wow. It was at a hotel.
Oh, on the beach. Okay,
on the beach in Treasure Island.
Y'all, they had. Oh, y'all was like at a restaurant or a bar or something.
It was in the room. It was like a room.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay,
it was in the room. It's at a really nice hotel. Actually, I think I'm gonna do a little surprise thing for Tony. You know, a little keep the spark going type of night.
Oh yeah.
It's called Fusion.
Never heard of that.
Me either.
I've heard of Fusion. Well, I'm thinking of an apartment complex downtown.
No, it was a hotel. That sounds cool. Was actually it had a kitchen. Modern. Very modern.
They had like a suite.
Yeah, it was a suite. It had a full kitchen setup. It was 2-bedroom, 2-bath.
Oh, that's nice.
Balconies. Like, pretty much each hotel room had a balcony on it.
That's dope.
But then the whole, like, outside of the hotel, as you're like walking down the hallways and stuff, they have the sections that have like beach chairs lounged out. Like bigger outdoor balconies. I was like, well, and it's kind of like, it's not like on the beach, but you can see the water like behind you. But
you don't gotta be, you don't gotta be right on the sand.
Exactly. But it's like in a nice little cut. So you're not far from everything at all by any means, but you're like in a nice little cut. I was like, oh, this is real cute. It was real cute on the inside. So I was like, you may have to do like a keep the spark night.
Who's,
it was, Shantae. It was, one of her friends' birthday celebrations. And it's so crazy because I kept telling Shantae, I was like, Shantae, I'm only having one drink. And Shantae was the bartender.
Of course, you're not just having one drink. Because she hard-headed. She won't listen.
She does not listen. And I'm like, you're partially the reason of me getting fucked up. I mean, I know I'm to blame for myself because I was making everybody take a shot with me.
Yeah.
But
oh, we was on it last night. If you came in the house, you got to do an entry shot.
Oh, God. I knew that's what got me fucked up. But, you know, She's very into this whole making drinks shit. So she wants to be
a mixologist.
She crowned herself that at this girl's party. Had a whole setup and everything. Had fruits, mint.
She set up for the girl's party?
Yeah, she had a whole setup.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, she did the whole damn thing.
So she was there before you got there?
No, me and her went together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we went together. And I was helping her get her fruit cut up. Like, she cut her fruit up in all weird designs and shit.
That's
like,
so
you know
funny.
What? She had a little umbrella she put in the cup.
That's so funny. Like,
let's just go with it. Okay. But, you know, surprisingly, I knew two of the girls that showed up, but the rest of them I didn't really know. And it was a lot of people that ended up showing up. It was all girls. It was like a Calvin Klein theme.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I had to quickly put something together for that. But I was like, all right, this is going to be interesting. Then the part, I'm like, okay, this is going to be, it might be a little turnt, though. You got the classy ones, you got the ratchet. It was like a nice mix of women.
Of people,
so I'm like, okay, this actually might be kind of lit. Then you got Shantae crazy ass. We all know Shantae's fucking crazy. I'm going to have to get her on this show one day.
Yeah.
But her ass alone is a party by herself.
She wasn't standing on nobody's furniture?
Not this time.
Okay. I know that's her thing. She likes to stand on people's chairs and shit.
Create her own club scene. Yeah, that wasn't. There, but we ended up having to be the ones to get the party turned.
That's me though. I like having that responsibility. That's me though.
I'm just like, y'all are at this girl's party. Even the birthday girl, we're like, girl, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
nah. So we don't do that over here. I was dancing all last night. I was on Twitter. I was like, I just want to get fucked up and dance. And that's what the fuck I did.
Well, that's what we were like in the hole. We were in the kitchen area just cutting the fuck up.
Yeah.
Just us two. And I'm like, y'all ain't gonna have. I ain't come out in the rain for nothing.
Right, exactly. Okay? Exactly.
I ain't come out in the thunderstorm for nothing.
We gonna fucking look at each other.
You know, I had to work the next day too. Shit.
Right.
So,
we're
sacrificing a whole lot right now.
Right.
And so, next thing you know, it's like, you know what? We got some places. The other thing about this hotel was the whole kitchen area was fully stocked with stuff.
Oh, okay. So y'all was good.
Like, literally, they had plates, cups, knives, set of glasses, knives, everything that you needed to function. So I'm like, I pulled a plate out and I was like, let's get these little cups and fill them up and let's make them some shots. Yeah. I wasn't taking the damn shots, but I'm like, they're here to party.
Right.
Like, they're here to, they came.
You said it was somebody's birthday?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like, they're here to get fucked up. So I just start, we made the shots and we just start passing trays around. Like, you got to get one.
Right.
And then there was extra shots left. So I was like, let's just do a quick trivia.
Oh, that's cool.
And I just started naming shit that I knew about the girl. When I started asking her questions, all of their asses got it wrong. I was like, well, another round of shots for everybody. And right. It was like, let's just get it, you know? Yeah. And it ended up being really fun. Like, regardless, me and Shantae was having fun because we were in our own little world. Yeah. But everybody else ended up having a good time too, which was like, all right.
That's the goal.
Yeah. And she had text Shantae, the birthday girl. She texted Shantae the next day. She's like, I just want to really thank y'all. I owe y'all a dinner because, honestly, it probably would not have gotten as lit as it did.
That's so raw about being, like, that person at the function.
Right.
Like even at your birthday or at the house, it was fun. We ain't doing my dog like this. I said, that's why I brought my speaker. Yeah, I said, no, we're not doing this.
Because where I was like, where's the music? Stoney had this, like, one speaker outside. Yeah. And I was like, where does damn music come from all loud? And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Yep.
Because
that's right.
I'm like, nah, we ain't, nah. I was like, this is disrespectful. Like, because y'all had music playing, but it was too low. I said, yeah. Nah. I said, nah, I can, nah. I need to hit the vibration. I need my music loud.
And that's why I told, after that, now I was like, Tony, we got to invest in speakers like we do. And I was like, all right, as long as we are on the same page with that.
Yeah.
I was like, because it came in there and everything just went
Nah, baby girl, this party life different. I already know. I got two big DJ speakers right now. Just in case. How many speakers y'all need?
The house. That you had was.
I was like, y'all need a Bluetooth speaker. Y'all want to bring the big ones? What y'all want me to do? Can I bring the big ones? They're gonna be a lot louder. But I need to bring my mix too. So I need to know what y'all want to do.
No, as soon as you turn that speaker on, I was like, that's when everything just went. And then when I said play some Tampa music,
yeah.
Oh man, it was pretty.
It's
great.
So funny because like we was playing that shit last night. We was joking the shit because this one girl that I've met, I've been hanging out with. She's not from here. So she came to the kickback last night or whatever. Uh-huh. So I was like, yeah, we got to put her on game. We got to play some tap music for her so she can put her on game and shit. It was funny because she's from Tennessee.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, but it was funny though. It was a good time.
Yeah, my coworkers, they were like, we've never seen those dances that you guys were doing. I was like, I know. You guys were cultured.
No, it's like, yeah, like, are you even from Florida if you can't juke?
Like, if you can't juke.
I was talking shit last night because we was over there. So Keys, he like, damn, I'm mad I can't juke. I'm like, bro. Juke, nigga. Like, what you mean?
Anybody, the person, even the people
he said my shoulders, like, they ain't doing how. I'm like, bro, you're not doing it right. No, you can't just blame the shoulders. It's your fault. Well, I'm gonna grab me another beer.
Oh, but yeah, man.
Like, that shit's crazy. Like, if you're not from Florida, if you can't.
You really are.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Y'all, it was definitely fucking lit. Like, the next day was fucking ridiculous. Jesus Christ. Don't drink. No, I'm good on my wine. I'm drinking this wine, this red wine. It's called Relax. It's a color red blend. I've actually never heard of this before. My little cousin put me on game. Shout out to RJ. It's called Relax Cool Red. It's a fun, fruity red wine.
Speaking of different drinks, Casamigos, they need I need a sponsorship.
You do.
Because that's all I drink now. And I be putting motherfuckers on.
I was like, damn, when did he... Because this bottle, I was like, well, damn, when he brought this shit in? Because I seen it on your desk. That's
from last
time.
Yeah. The one on my desk was from last... I bought that bottle yesterday. And that shit's gone. which I plan on anyway. Like, fuck. My whole thing, like, if I go somewhere, I want the bottles gone. By the time I leave. Like, nah, fuck that. We drinking this shit.
Right. It was definitely... I was like, what? What the hell? But yeah, I don't know. I think I would have been fine, but I did a lot of trash drinking too at my party. Drinking everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did a lot of that too. Like I did tequila, rum.
You gotta be selective, yeah.
Well, the problem is I was already a little too far gone to be responsible.
That's crazy.
That is too much for me.
I'm mad. But yeah.
But yeah. But
I feel like motherfuckers trying me. Like I won't.
Like you won't pop.
But anyway, yeah.
But yeah, so that's anything that's new for me. I had a vacation. It was very relaxing. I mean, even through quarantine.
I gotta find me an Airbnb for my birthday or like a rental house. I want a house with a pool.
A house with a pool.
Just and I had like not even a whole bunch of people, maybe like 8 or 9 people come to the crib, yeah. And then they can crash for the weekend. That's all I want. I don't want nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It's just it was a good time. It's been a good time. I was supposed to do a ladies thing that y'all. I keep saying I'm gonna try to meet more women and stuff, and then like today was supposed to be that day, and I woke up fucking late.
Asha went.
I know. I'm pretty sure she did. And I was like, I woke up fucking late, and I looked at the time, and I was pissed.
Yeah, she called me. You still could have went though, but you probably wouldn't. You probably weren't ready though.
I literally, when I got up, that was me just getting up. Okay, I would have had to shower, get myself together. Yeah,
because she called me this morning just to check on me, and she was like, she was on her way to the. That was around like 10 something. Mm-hmm. Like 10:30 or so.
Started at 10:30.
Yeah, she was on her way like around.
If I would have woke up at like 9:45, I would have been like, oh, I got time. I'm good.
Yeah.
I woke up right at 10. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't like a wake up. Like my eyes were still struggling to pop up.
You weren't like open. Open. You weren't like up for real.
I wasn't there. And Tony was like, you going? I'm like, I don't. Listen, yes, I was late to my own brunch. I'm not trying to be late like that to nobody else's shit. Like, that's rude. Mm-hmm. You know, so. I was like, I'll make it.
That's
one.
Dope. That's dope that y'all have like a group like for women to like.
Mm-hmm. And it's so it seems just so positive because
that's good.
I think nowadays, I don't know. Because like the whole society and social media standards of women now, I think it's hard. I feel like it's a little harder for stuff like that to happen. You know, so I think this group of ladies that are attending from the looks of it. You know, they're very positive people.
They're not on that bullshit as far as they can tell.
And the fact that you can sit up there and be on a whole group chat, whatever, messaging people that you probably never met a day of your life, but you still get a good vibe and good energy from that person. I think that is.
That's important. I'm big on energy.
Very much so important. It's very much so needed. Especially even, I know it's needed in the younger group of women, but it does not matter, women in general. Because we tear each other down like this.
Yeah.
So to be able to be around.
You haven't even met that person.
Right. So to be around, be able to get a group together and have that level of respect and, you know, that good vibe. It's just, I think that's very much so important.
Yeah. That's good.
So I didn't feel too bad. I mean, I felt bad about not being able to show up. But I didn't feel too bad about myself from not doing something with people that I don't know. Because I went to the party on Friday. I mean, I knew Shantae.
Yes.
You know, and I ended up having a ball and, you know.
Do you, with your type of personality, maybe not because we're older now, but like, do you get like, I don't want to say nervous, but like, fuck it. For lack of a better term, do you get nervous around new people?
Yes.
You do?
I think I do more now than I did when I was younger.
What do you mean do more? Oh, more, like, you get more nervous now
than I did when I was younger. Really? I don't know why. It's like I go, like, okay.
But why do you think that is?
I have no idea. Because it's not.
Because I'm
perfectly fine with myself. Like as far as like how I am.
I'm much more of an extrovert now than I was younger. Like I was never like shy.
Yeah.
Growing up, but I was never like I am now. Like now I can talk. I can walk in any room and just.
I don't know.
Not give a fuck.
I'll talk to people. I definitely will talk to people. I don't mind at all. Like I'll meet you and then.
Hey. No, I'll go. I'll talk shit to you and not know you, but not disrespectfully. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like. I don't know.
It's just, I don't know. When I say nervous, I'm not like shaking or something
It's like a little anxiety.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's like as I'm like walking up to something or, you know, I'm walking in, it's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I walk in talking shit.
Listen, that, yes.
if I know that one person in the room.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Just how you and Shantae was. Like, if I know that one person in the room. Mm-hmm. Nigga, we gonna get her, and then after that, cause long as I got that person to feed into my bullshit,
right,
then I'm good.
Right.
You know, what I'm saying? Last night was funny. So like, I knew most of them, but there was another couple there, another married couple. Shayon's best friend and his wife were there. Mm-hmm. My first time meeting, I ain't met him before. Mm-hmm. I'm just coming in there talking shit. Do you know Norman?
Yeah.
So Norman was there too. So like, me and Norman, we joke around, we be talking shit. Again. It'd be funny. So like, I'm just in there talking shit to Norman. I'm like, y'all brought this dirty ass nigga, y'all. Why the fuck y'all brought him over here? I'm like, Norm, I'll fold your ass up. But he like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I like, you kind of skinny though. I ain't gonna flex. You a little skinny. You might have some trouble. I said, damn, bro. I said, come downstairs with me real quick so we can take a shot. My gun was in the car. I was like, so we can take a shot. He said, nah, bro. The bar right here. I don't want to go downstairs. I'm like, nah, bro. I said, I got something strong in the car. But like, I'm talking shit in front of them. They ain't never met me before.
Right.
But they was cool people though.
Fine, yeah.
That shit was funny.
I don't know. I think it's just. It's just, I tell Tony, he's like, you know, it's okay to step out your box of people that you're normally around because you just never know.
I feel like he's more like just his friends and that's it. I feel like if he was out somewhere, he wouldn't like talk to nobody. I feel like I don't know. He seems like that kind. I don't know.
Yeah, the thing is, Tony in this relationship is the 1000% people's person.
Really? That's good though.
Yes. I mean, we can be in a line at the grocery store. And he's somehow laughing it up with the person in front of us or behind us. He is literally this.
I think that's dope, though.
He is just that person. Like, my coworkers. I love
meeting new people.
My coworkers, they are so, like, used to and, like, laugh it up with him because of just, like, if he comes and visit me, like, at the bank or if he brings something to me or something like that, it's, like, the way he comes in. Remember when y'all were dating,
he brought you flowers?
Yes, he did that a few times.
Do you still have the flowers?
Child of Fox didn't last for 2 days. Okay. Listen,
That's funny.
I got some flowers for my birthday. Now, granted, they lasted for a week. Did you see
the flowers that Jasmine had got for her birthday? Mm-mm. When I went to that birthday dinner?
Yeah.
That motherfucker spent a bag on her, boy. Like, that shit kind of raw to me. I'm like, damn, I wish I had a chick that I could turn all
just
that.
Do
well, like, well, two, one, I wish I had a chick that was worthy of the shit. And two, I wish I could afford the shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit was raw. Unless she put it on tour. But yeah, you can keep talking. I'm gonna just show you this picture.
But yeah, he hangs around his people, but I can bring anybody around Tony. And I know 100% he's not gonna feel no type of way. He gets along with any and everybody. As long as it's a respectful environment.
Right.
Because he also is the one to pop off quick too. Oh shit. Oh damn. Oh yeah.
That shit was heavy. All the fucking flowers.
Yeah.
That shit was heavy
all
as well.
All roses too? Yeah. Yep.
And my dog got the Giuseppe's on. Don't try her.
Period.
Don't try her.
Oh, yeah. Listen, them flowers would have lasted for 2 days. I'm not the plant person at all.
Yeah.
And I don't hide it. Like, the fact that my sunflowers lasted for a week.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a monumental moment for me.
Right.
Now they all dried up, but it was just fine. I
low key want to get into like gardening and shit. Like I was delivering my mail route. It's probably like a few months ago now, but like one of my houses on my route, they had built like essentially a butterfly garden.
Yeah.
Like with like, cause you know, butflies, they attract certain flowers and shit. Mm-hmm. So like I guess they planted those type of flowers a whole bunch. I'm like, that's dope as fuck. Like, I'm like, that'd be nice. Like in front of my house, in a little flower bed right there by the window. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be dope.
That'd be cute.
Like, yeah, I would like to do something like that.
That's the thing. Like, I think, I don't know if it's cause we're getting older. I don't know. Because even like, you know, now that me and Tony are like over the house and everything, I'm like, what can I do to the front part? Like,
yeah,
you know,
no, like that type of shit is fun.
Like, what can I do to like switch some shit up?
Normal shit be like fun as fuck.
Like anything to make it like keep it. Cause my father one is already big on his yard. I
remember
that
there was a Twitter account and it was like, I can't remember the name of it. It was like average goals or some shit like that. And like literally it'd be like regular, it'd be like a minivan, like, damn, this shit hard as fuck. Like it'll tweet shit like that. It was so funny. Like,
well, and then the crazy thing is, like, I mentioned it to Tony, like, let's fix up not necessarily fix up because there's nothing wrong with our grass. We have very green grass and stuff. But I was like, let's just make it look more extra to the eye, you know? Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm with it. What you want to do? Like, cause he's the one that takes care of the grass anyway.
Yeah.
But I was like, that big flower bed we got in the front. And I was like, let's get some more outside, like seating, you know, like little cute stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I'm about it. What you want to do? So I'm like, I've been looking on YouTube and some shit.
That's what you do.
And then asking my dad, and he's like, I really want to do something. Oh, he loves it. He's all outdoors. But I really want to do something before he comes home and visit. Like, I want to have some type of progression outside because he doesn't believe that I'll do it. Like, he's doubting me right now because I'm not.
Oh, he's trying you. He thinks you pussy.
Yeah.
He think you pussy. Yeah.
He thinks I'm scared of the outdoors.
That's my fucking like phrase. Last night I kept saying, oh, so y'all think I'm pussy? Because we was playing drunk Uno. So like, depending on like each card means a different thing. So like, so like if you get hit with like a reverse, let's say we playing and I hit a reverse and it goes back your way, you gotta take two shots. Or like if you get like a draw four, you gotta draw four and take a shot or some shit like that. So
who came up with that?
No, it's actually drunk Uno. It has like little Uno glasses.
I have seen that.
It has little shot glasses and everything. Like it has like a whole, like it has like a little card that shows you the rules and everything. Yeah. So like it's not something we made up. It's like it's an actual
literally
game.
Oh my god.
So we was playing that. So like they were reversing to me for me to get drinks, and I'm like, oh, y'all think I'm pussy. So I would just chug a beer in front of my face. I say y'all said two shots. Bet I drink the whole beer, nigga. Don't try me. I ain't pussy. Fuck you talking about.
See, y'all would have mad because. I'm legit afraid of shots. That's how anytime. Yeah,
fuck shots.
I'm legit Shayon, afraid of
it's
shots.
It's Shayon's fault that I be drunk at Asha and goddamn in his house.
because the way he was throwing the shit back in my house, I was like,
no, we'll be at the crib. He'll be like, we'll just be sitting there chilling, having a conversation. He's like, yeah, shots. Like, damn, bro, like, fuck. We just had a whole conversation about the universe and the world and how we can make life better. He's like, yeah, man. So about these shots, though. But yeah, I love them niggas, bro.
That's hilarious. I love them. I definitely want to hang back out with them. And Tony, he was like, yeah, they were definitely cool. I was like,
no, y'all both should come. Like, but Asha said she had invited you to some shit, but she, I'm like, Asha, she.
That was that night that she called me and I was dead. I was dead and on my period.
Oh, okay, that was that night. Oh, okay.
But I do want to come back. I
go over there all the time. I've seen them like 3 times this week. I saw them Wednesday. Uh-huh. I saw them Friday, and I saw them last night.
But see, I think that's okay, though.
No. They're right on the corner.
Right, because it's safe. Ain't shit gonna happen. You know.
Last night, they just in case I got too drunk, they had a bed. They had blow up the mattress for me, like a mm-hmm. blow up mattress. They had a spare room for me. And they're like, yeah, whenever you if you get too drunk, you good. Like, don't even worry about it.
See, that's what I like too. That's. Like
I'm the same way though. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like when you, like all of my close friends, like, I don't care what happens. I don't even care if y'all don't start at my house. If my house is closest to what, to you, then your own home.
Like, I swear to God, like, I'm such a like genuine person. Like, I'm so like selfless. Like, but maybe it's cause I got guns too. Cause I ain't really worried about shit. But like, I will invite like a motherfucker I met that day to my house.
Yeah.
Type shit. Like, I done that shit before. Like, mm-hmm. I was downtown. This might have been like a year ago. I was downtown. What the fuck? Was I by myself? Either I was by myself or I met somebody. But mm-hmm. I ended up being by myself. Mm-hmm. And I met this couple. They was from, they was, I think they're Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. But they was up here from Miami because the dude, somebody in his family had just passed away. So the funeral
was here.
Was like in Tampa. So they went to the funeral and they just came. Because, yeah. you know, you drive from Miami, you're going to just hang out or whatever.
Right.
So they just want to go back down to Miami. I'm like, nah, bro. Like, because we're drinking shit. I took him to Cabana and everything.
Oh, wow.
So we was vibing. I was like, y'all want to go to like some hood shit? He's like, yeah, let's go. So I'm like, all right, bet. So we went to like the spot. And I'm like, man, I'm like, y'all not finna drive back. Because they was finna like drive. I'm like, no, y'all not. I said, no, y'all staying in my house, bro. Y'all gonna be fucked up. Y'all not driving back.
Crazy.
So I brought him in, let him, got mm-hmm. some blanket, let him sleep right there.
Yeah.
It was a dude and his girlfriend. Like, yeah, I'm like, no, y'all not. I'm like, no, I'm not letting y'all drive back. The fuck? Like, I done got y'all drunk and shit. Like,
right, exactly. That's,
like, no, y'all staying y'all asses here. Like, y'all need water, y'all good. They don't know we good. I'm like, they were like, appreciate it. I'm like, yeah, for real. Like, y'all can leave in the morning. Like, fuck all that.
Mm-hmm. Because it's just too. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's just not, worth your life. Like, it's cool to go out and have fun, of course, but.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Especially, and I think that stuff like that is even more important for us because we're like older now because we recognize the value of life and everything
mm-hmm.
that it comes
it's
with.
It's too short.
And it's just that's way too short to lose it over.
It's not
you just
deep.
Not staying.
Yeah.
Staying put. It's yeah. just like, sit your ass down.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Right. But that's my whole thing. Like, life's too short. That's why, like, I feel like I live life differently now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've always, like, everybody says life's too short. Like, I understand. Like, everybody says it. But, like, I feel like I really, like, shit doesn't matter. Like,
yeah.
Like, literally, like, to me, like, okay, like, okay, perfect example. So, I bought you that bottle for your birthday. Mm-hmm. It's like $130 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Who gives a fuck?
All right.
Money, to me, money isn't real. Like, yes, you need it to,
you
like,
need it to function,
but it's
but
not
it's
real,
not like...
though. It doesn't matter. The only reason that it has value is because we all agreed, because it, okay, so the history of money, you already know this shit. Mm-hmm. You're in banking, but you know this shit anyway. Like, the history of money, it was like a promise to pay you gold.
Yeah.
So if I have a $5 note, that's a promise. I can trade in that $5 note and get $5 worth of gold.
Five. Yeah.
But people are so dumb. People really think that it's still backed by gold. It's not... We have what's called a confidence-based system.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, it's... Excuse me. This 20 is worth 20 because we all agreed it's worth 20.
That it's worth 20. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, just that in and of itself, like, it's not real. You
it's
know what
not
because
you
so,
go to another country and our 20 is worth something completely different
exactly.
in that country.
That is true. Like, you like, can, it's like literally, you can go somewhere, you could have, I don't know, you could have 50 grand
mm-hmm.
in American money and then go to, like, a third world country, and you could be like a billionaire. Literally, right. That, like from the exchange rates, you can if you like if you want to be a millionaire that bad. Literally, like move to another country, now you're a millionaire.
Right,
a multimillionaire.
That's literally it.
Literally, you know, it's not real. You know what I'm saying? So like to me, like. Shit like that is just so dumb. So like when people get taught about like money, like I get it. Like I make, I got a good job, I make decent cheese and everything. But it's at the same time, it's like it's not real to me. Like it doesn't matter. Like I'd rather spend. I was on the auction and Shay on this shit. Like I'd rather spend money, like on shit, like with my friends, like having good memories. Fuck that shit. Like you can make some more money. Like people put so much value on money for what? It's not real, bro.
These fucking
billionaires and millionaires. Like I wouldn't even want to be that rich. Like I don't need it.
First of all, I feel like it's even more stressful.
Baby girl, if I made 70K a year, I would live like a king. That's all I would need. I don't even, like, I'm good now. I don't make that much now. But, like, if I made 70K a year, that's good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but then By myself, you really can legitimately live like that.
Let's say I get married and then she make another 70K. That's $140,000 a year.
Hello?
We rich. You know what I'm saying?
And it's like, so crazy because my manager, Jennifer, she, we were talking about that, you know. And she was like, okay.
About what?
Like, the difference between, like, men and women and how much they make and how, you know,
it's the, more... The, what is it? The wage... What do they call it? The wage gap? Some shit like that.
It's, yeah. You know, and how now it is becoming more common and more normal for women to make more than men. And I was like, absolutely. She's like,
The most... I can't remember how they phrase it, but, like, basically the most, like, entrepreneurs is women.
Yeah. Especially now.
Like small business owners and shit, yeah. Which just don't make sense. Like, you got girls that, not even like in the beauty shit, like, just in the beauty field, like hair, nails, skin, shit, fashion, whatever the fuck. You know
lashes,
what I mean? Lashes, all that stuff.
They be coming up.
That shit, bro. Like, that's a lot of money in that shit. That's
it
dope.
It literally is. That's and dope. She was like, honestly, if I find somebody and they only make $50,000 a year, we'll be overly set. Because she's
that's
already
what she said.
Because she's like, if I'm already making this much and I keep this, And then add somebody to the equation, everything else.
And you already living good.
Everything else is extra. Right. As long as everybody's, like, our separate personal shit is together, and we combine that.
You're good.
You're perfectly fine. And now I was like, I completely agree.
People don't want to live within their means. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Like, and I was talking to Kobe about this shit. Like, because, like, okay, you know how, like, they have, like, this legislation that they want to, like, I'm sure you heard of it. Like, they want to tax, like, the top 1%, like the highest, like the billionaires and trillionaires, they want to tax them at a higher tax rate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not every dollar. It's like every dollar after they make like $100 million.
Right. Like
we'll get taxed like 50%. Right. Who gives a fuck? Like literally like that's like, okay, like this is my tax year. This is the money. Like you literally, you know what I'm saying? So, but people like, I don't want to say poor, but the regular people don't want to vote on the type of shit. They'd be like, oh, I wouldn't want my money taxed at a higher rate. But you know why? The problem with America, everybody thinks they're going to be a billionaire. Mm-hmm. You're not. Bro, you work at McDonald's.
You're not.
Not to say that it can't happen, but you're just not. It's very slim.
I don't think I'm going to be no billionaire. Hell, I like you just said, I'd be perfectly content if I was making 70, 75K.
If I got rich, I wouldn't even want to be like, I'd rather have money than fame.
Right.
But at the same time, but even if I was rich, I would just want to be rich just to help people.
That's what I'm saying. My money would be for my family or like my friends, what y'all need.
I would put programs, I would try to build my city up. But of course, yeah, the fam got to be straight first before anything. But like all these billionaires, they don't help nobody but their friends.
Literally.
Or like their rich friends.
Right. Anything, they help the people that can help them.
Exactly. Everything is like an exchange. It's not genuine. I would genuinely want to help people. Like if I was rich, it would just be to help people. Like that's more money I can get. I was funny. I was talking to Kobe. So there's one girl that I know. We was talking on the phone, and she was talking about I don't know how we got on. We talking about the lottery, and she was saying like somebody won the lottery. It was like she was like, oh, I wouldn't even need all the money. She's like, if I won the lottery, I would just tell them that like just give me like 30 grand and I'll be good. I said, no. I said, hold on, baby girl. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We gonna take the money.
Right.
I said, we gonna take the millions.
Yeah.
Because
that's
more help that we can, like, you can do a lot. I'm not saying you gotta take the money and then like
that's it.
And that's what's so funny, because like people be thinking they rich, but you're not really rich, bro. You know. Like tomorrow, if I hit the Powerball and I'm a billionaire, or I don't even know if they get that. If I win $1 billion, technically I'm not a billionaire.
No, because for one, they're gonna tax it.
And then on top of that, for two, even let's say they don't tax. Let's say they give me the whole billion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not a in my you're still not a billionaire, because billionaires, their money like is it always is like
always
you just
moving.
You just have the money. Their money doesn't work like that.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Like,
yes, billionaires make their money work for them, and it's always on a circular rotation. Mm-hmm. It's all they, and they have different areas and different ranges of ways that they can continue to grow it and yeah. build it and that's, keep that's it how at they get that place. Point
because it's like their money literally makes they make their money makes money for them. They don't have yes, to do shit.
Exactly. So, but I don't. I'm like you with that. It's just you know, like people ask me because. Like, if I buy myself something, I'm in the habit now where I'll get Tony something. And he does the same thing for me.
That's dope.
And then they'll be like, you just got him, like, shoes. Like, the...
It doesn't matter.
Like, set the last... Not this set of shoes that came out. It was last. Some and I was Jordans. Like, yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I got those for Tony. He's like, you spent...
It doesn't... Like, it's not... For one, I'm not
first
poor.
All, why,
for
first of all, one, why are you watching my pockets?
Yeah.
And then, number two...
With your broke ass.
Right. Why are you watching my pockets, number one? Number two, that's my man.
And it doesn't fucking matter.
And then it
matter.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Like, if it was my brother, I'd get it from him, for him. If it was my cousin, and he my says, nigga, let me do this.
If you
it
want
was
a shirt
you,
off my back, here. I don't care.
It doesn't it's, matter.
If, I go so hard for my friends and my family, I don't care. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. There's no amount you can like, but don't ever cross me. That's my whole thing.
Exactly.
If you cross me, you're dead to me. Mm-hmm. But because I will show you so much love off the strength. Mm-hmm. You dig? Like, I'm big on energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you a good person and genuine, I'm going to fuck with you.
Right. But, absolutely.
But if you on some bullshit, of course I'm not going to fuck with you. But like, I've had niggas stay at the crib. You feel mm-hmm. me? Like, I gave niggas money out of my wallet. Mm-hmm. Get yourself something to eat. When niggas got kicked out, they came over here and what niggas did? Gave me their ass a kiss yep. later on. And guess what? What did it, I don't know what a nigga had, but it's like, I don't wish ill on nobody. Even right. like, nigga was dragging Doc name through the mud. But I can't do that. Even like, if a nigga talk shit to me, I can't right. do it. The worst I'm gonna say about you is like,
what at the end of the day, what is that gonna really
solve? The worst I'm gonna say is like, oh, he broke. That's right. all I'm gonna say. I'm not, I would never talk bad about you.
And your business is still gonna be your business at
I'm
the end
wish
of the
you
day.
The best.
Like,
I'm wish you the
it's
best.
Just what it is.
Just because I don't fuck with you don't mm-hmm. mean I wish ill on you. That's different things. Like, if you wish mm-hmm. ill on people, that's a personal
that's
problem.
That's a different problem.
I don't wish ill on nobody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But and then like, he'll tell me like, yeah, people, they say, oh, Sharon got you this. And he like, treat your girls right and you'll get the same type of treatment. Like,
and
not even it's
that,
not...
like, why the fuck you worried about what I got going on?
Right.
Fuck out my face.
It's like, when you have a healthy relationship, it doesn't matter if it's with your boyfriend, girlfriend, with your friends, your mama, your daddy, when it's a healthy relationship, at the end of the day, I put it all out there. Like, it doesn't
why
matter.
Not?
Like,
fuck
it's
it.
Like, I'm putting it all out there.
Man, like,
my father can call me and ask me for everything that I got right now. Yeah, whatever. You get way
more positive energy when you put mm-hmm. that shit out. Like, I'm big on energy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not like a religious guy, but I am.
Yeah.
Like, as far as energy, like, that's some shit I really fuck with.
And like, I don't throw around the word karma, but I do believe that what goes around comes around.
Yeah.
100%, 1,000% what comes around. So it can be, you can be sitting next to somebody that think they got it all. But when you are a genuine fucked up person, at some point, you're going to end up losing something. Like, it's going to come back around.
Yeah.
So whatever you have going on or what you think you've done to me to hurt me, okay, yeah, fuck you. But I'm not finna sit up here and spend my days trying to figure out how I can do get back.
Watch me. Just I'm going to shit on you just with my lifestyle.
Literally.
You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
Like, even though, like, it's not like to like, cause like, I don't let people have that much that much hold over you. Cause like, if you get somebody that much power, then they win to me.
Obviously.
Like, I don't care, but you gonna see this though. Mm-hmm. You gonna see this flex. Like, mm-hmm. cause I'm out here like blessing motherfuckers. You feel me? Like mm-hmm. shit
oh,
crazy.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with people, but they better get part of this mentality.
They need to. Cause like I said, that's what I was telling Asha and Shayon like the other night. Like, I associate with elite individuals. I feel like my friends are elite. Like, I love bragging about my friends. I love it. I love bragging about my friends to other people. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be on Twitter. I'm like, I promise you, I have my friends are way better than yours. I promise mm-hmm. you. I promise you my friends are better than yours. But it's like.
And that's a good feeling.
No, it's a great feeling.
It's a
like,
really
like, literally,
good
like,
feeling.
Like, the other day, like, I'm saying, like, damn, like, I got some dope ass friends.
Yeah.
Like, Asha and them hit me up. Like, you'll hit me up. Like, mm-hmm. like, damn, like, I can, like, do it. Even if it's just like something small, like we go get some food or get some drinks.
Yeah.
It's just like the fact that the motherfucker hit me up, like that's love.
You don't
me?
Have to wait for
that.
You don't have to be the one sided person.
Yeah.
And that's why I be telling him.
One sided friendships, yep.
I was like,
that's nasty.
You need to regroup.
That's an interesting topic we just stumbled upon. One sided
literally. Because I think it's just, and I don't know if that's why I spent so much time just sticking to the couple people that I've always hung around or just deciding to just stay by myself. Because them one-sided friendships be, they be fucking you up.
Yeah.
They really do. And I refuse. I don't think I've
ever had a one-sided friendship. But I feel like, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
But it's, well, it's like, I just refuse to put my energy into any one-sided anything.
Of course.
You know, it's just, why would I lower my standards to make you happy and you can't do anything? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't, it can be as small as, okay, why is it okay for you to hit me up for whatever? Like, even if it's just to get whatever problems you got off your chest, but I got maybe 2 minutes of your time if I got something going on. You know, it's something simple as that.
Like, literally, like every fucking, like, there was one dude, nigga, I used to be cool with. I already knew, like, clockwork. I'm like, he gonna hit me up on Friday. Don't hear from a nigga
all week. Don't hear him at all.
Friday night. Damn, bro, what you doing tonight? Mm-hmm. Friday or Saturday? What you doing tonight? What you doing tonight? He only wanna hang out, but it's mm-hmm. damn, bro. Like, you and you just gonna just check on. Like, when you walked in to me early, I was on the phone with my homeboy.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Nigga crossed my mind. Let me call this man. Mm-hmm. Cause I'm trying to get better with that. Like, if somebody pop in my head, I'll either try to text him or call him. Yeah. Normally, I'm going to try to call him. I like to hear people's voice. Mm-hmm. But I literally try to hit him up right then and there. But I'm not right then and there because, like, I'll hit
you
him
just
up.
Because
I was thinking about him yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, but I meant to hit him, but I was running around so much yesterday. I'm like, I don't want to do that to people. Like, if I know I don't have the time to really sit there and talk to you, I'm not going to call
you. Right, because that phone call might be that phone call that person needs to just, mm-hmm. oh, man.
Even if we talk for 5 minutes. It don't got to be long.
Right, but you just never know. Like, I just want to make sure you're good. That literally can be that time that's like,
I'm gonna call you, make sure you're breathing, you good, how you been, okay, right. All right, bro. And I'll be like, hey, I ain't trying to hold you up, I don't want to hear from you. I called Jared the other day because I ain't mm-hmm. heard from Jared. I'm like, you good, bro? Oh, yeah. He's like, he was on his way somewhere. I'm like, and he's like, oh, bro, let me call you back real quick because his GPS was fucking up.
Yeah, here.
So I was like, bro, do your thing, I don't want to hear from you,
right?
I don't want to hear from you,
make
all.
Sure you're good,
like, that's fine. I had even dinner. Though I know you guys see you on Instagram and shit, but I gotta
right,
hear you.
Have
you're
to
my,
hear it.
You're my friend, I right. have friends in real life. You feel me?
Hello, like, I had dinner with one of my old co-worker, she's my friend, but like mm-hmm. we met through work. I had dinner with her. Work,
yeah.
Last Thursday I had dinner. We went to Bonefish, and she was okay. like, she texted me afterwards, like when we both got home, and she was like, bro, that time that I needed that time so much because we talked about everything.
Right.
Like, she was able to vent about everything she had going on. I was able to talk to her about stuff, but we hadn't seen each other since like around Thanksgiving time last year.
Mm-hmm.
And but it doesn't matter. I have friends that I have from up north.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right. I haven't been up there since I moved back home.
Yeah.
Like in Pennsylvania. But I literally will text them like, one just had a baby. Or, you know, text her. And
you gotta just check in.
But when you do that for people, the energy never falls off.
Yeah.
Like, you can text somebody and they're like, hey, it's not like that one word of awkwardness. Like, okay, why the fuck is this person reaching out to me?
Oh no, I'm calling. No. It's like we just talked yesterday.
Right.
Me and Kobe just started back like communicating regularly, like mm-hmm. earlier this year. Well, by like late last year. But I didn't talk like regularly. Like mm-hmm. we'd always like every few months we're like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
But as far as like regularly, it's been a minute. But like, that's my brother though. Mm-hmm. I called him last night.
Yeah.
I FaceTimed him when we was at the party because like he was on a diet, so he hadn't drank in like 2.5 months or something. Oh, wow. Like that. Month and a half, 2.5 months. Mm-hmm. So last night was like at 12, that was it.
Yeah.
So I was like, he had sent me like the picture, he's like 15 minutes. Like, he sent me the picture of his bottle or whatever. So once it was 12, I had got Shantae phone and FaceTimed him and shit. Mm-hmm. So we took a shot together and everything. Like, I'm like, bro, you really my brother? And he was like, 15 minutes.
I'm dead. That's too funny. Yeah, but it's just, me and my brother do that all the time. Like, if he's drinking, I'm drinking. Taking shots together, yeah. We drinking together because, you know, he's so far away. But it's just like, it's really the shit like that. That's what keeps friendships going. You don't have to be under the same roof. People ask me all the time, how am I so close with Alicia?
You don't have to. Yeah.
I'm like, what you mean? We literally, nothing has fell off with us.
Right.
And we might see, like, me seeing her for my birthday was my first time seeing her in 2 years.
That's crazy, right?
Like, that is fucking, like, crazy.
Like, when that's funny. Go ahead.
But you would not know.
Yeah, you would know.
You
yeah.
would not know that was my first time being in the same room with that girl.
When I went to the St. John concert in 2018, mm-hmm. it was in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So Kobe was in Austin. So he drove from Austin to Houston, like 2 hours.
Yeah.
So he drove. I hadn't seen Kobe, what that was, 2018 or graduated and went to? I hadn't seen Kobe in like damn near 10 years.
That's crazy.
Right where we left off. Start talking, yeah, shit. Exactly. We good to go. I went to see him in January.
Mm-hmm.
vibing. Like, it's like that's my brother. Like, I really love that man. Like,
and that's,
hopefully these fucking COVID cases calm down. I want he was gonna come down for my birthday. Yeah. I said, nigga, if I gotta buy your ticket, I want you I'll help. Like, I'll go half. Like, I want you to come.
Yeah, I'm gonna go up and see my brother in September. Yeah. I was like, you know, let me go up there, because he does, most of the time when I see him, it's because he's coming down for some type of holiday and stuff. And
yeah, you just go see him just for the fuck of it. Yeah,
yeah, it's one of those things.
It don't gotta
like,
be. It don't gotta be something going on.
Exactly, and a lot of times he just be wanting to be me and him anyway. So I'm like, you know what? Let me go up there.
Yeah,
I got flight credits.
Oh, like
yeah, stuff okay. to put towards the flight.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go. I already put my time in at work. I told him, that's just it.
Right,
and it made him like. So happy. It's just, you know, it doesn't take much to be a good, genuine person for the people that's around you.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't take so. And it'd be
it
the
shouldn't.
People.
It should be effortless.
It should. It need now the people that don't know how to distinguish a good friend from a bad friend. I'm need for
it's
y'all
a,
to catch
lot,
on.
It's a lot of them. It's a lot of them. It's crazy.
I'm really gonna need for y'all to catch on, okay? Because honestly,
like, why don't, well, go ahead.
Honestly, it's okay. If you realize that, okay, you might be the person that you got five good friends and only two of those is worth some shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's perfectly fine to let go of those other three.
Yeah.
It's 100% perfectly
it's
fine.
People be so afraid of like,
afraid
of like being alone. I don't know what it is, but.
But then it'd be the people too. And I feel like it's okay to do that. Because I used to, when I was younger, because, you know, you're younger and you only deal with one group, so y'all all think the same. And, of course, you think that, okay, no, I don't need no new friends. I got all my friends with me. I don't need, if I go out, I don't need to talk to nobody. No. That was, I was young.
That reminds me of another question I wanted to ask you for earlier.
Yeah, I was young. But now, fuck y'all. I'll go meet somebody out tonight, and that will become one of my, like, that's how we met.
Yeah, we was downtown. We was at the
we
bar.
Was at $5.
Yeah, it was my fucking Yeezys.
Yes.
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah. Because I saw y'all together before.
You seen us in $5, and then I think we all linked together at 2:60.
But it wasn't the same night, though. Like, no, like, the, like,
No,
I seen you and, I almost said Shantae.
No, we seen y'all, you seen a couple times.
I seen you and Janae, well, yeah, but I was downtown all the time, but I seen you and Janae at the bar one time, and, like, it was just funny, like, I say, like, little funny shit, like, somebody's at the bar, and I was like, I'm like, these fucking assholes, right? And then Janae was like, she started laughing.
Yeah.
Like, that was one night, and then, like, another night, I went downtown by myself. I think this was when I was unemployed, matter of fact, now I think about it. But no, because I had my Yeezys.
I was at the post office because
I had my Yeezys.
I think you had just.
I was unemployed before. I didn't buy my first pair of Yeezys until I was at the post office. So,
I think you had just. You weren't like far into the post office yet. Like,
so,
you hadn't hit a year.
Yeah, so I had my Yeezys or whatever. And then, like, I was in it. Because, like, it's not the regular Yeezys. It's like the Boots. I got to clarify because they're not just the regular Yeezys.
It was the Boots. Because
even now, even people still don't fuck with the Boots. I love them shits.
It was the Boots, y'all.
I had the Moon Boots. But yeah, and then y'all was like, oh, they complimented my shoes, and I was like, oh, and then y'all just hung out with me the rest of the night, and we got each other's, like, social media,
yep,
and now we friends,
and then, yeah.
Good friends.
I just appreciate that now more, like, I'm closer with my coworkers, like, I love Randy,
that's my boy.
I love my fucking coworker, like,
I love
Richard,
Randy. That's my boy, yeah.
Like, I wish somebody would try his ass,
see,
I'd be
see,
ready
a,
and
see,
on go.
Thing. Like, this is a little saying, like, friends are the family that you choose.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because some people don't have the best relationship with their families, but it's like,
mm-hmm.
that's what friends are for. You can choose your family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my friends is like family.
Yeah.
You dig? Like, I fuck
absolutely.
With all y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's why, like, it goes so hard for, like, my friendships, because, like I got a good, like, family and everything.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't grow up in no broken home, no shit like that.
Right,
but at the same
time,
it's like, I'm not as close with some of my family members as I am with my friends. And that's fine.
And that's fine. But, I'm exactly like that. Like, I have, like, Sierra, Aaron, RJ, like, we always
those are the main ones,
been,
yeah. Same way, I got my main friend members, like, my cousin, my auntie,
always
whatever.
Always have
but
been
it's
like that.
But some family members, like, no,
it's
like,
just, like I'm gonna check on you. And, you know, I'm, like, my house, like, my dad, he's always been that uncle that my cousins call, or
the go-to,
you know,
yeah.
the brother that my aunts are always calling.
He's
like, they're in some
like,
type of trouble.
Like, he like the favorite uncle. Like, that's all like my Uncle Gene. That's my favorite uncle.
He is.
My
he
uncle
was,
Gene.
Our house was the house that my cousins
nigga.
Would come to when they wanted to do some shit that they know they wouldn't be able to do because they were all so sheltered. Like, yeah, my dad sheltered me and my brother, but to an extent.
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't
still,
he was sheltered. It's not necessarily sheltered y'all, but I know what you mean.
Yeah,
like,
he... we went to parties with him. You know, like, we was out in the streets with him.
Right,
but
right,
at the
right.
same time, so he was still on us.
He exposed y'all shit, but it was, like, always, like, he was kind of, like, always in a loop
yes,
type shit.
Absolutely. So my cousins, like, they were always at our house because they could stay outside until 10 o'clock at night.
Right, you right, know? Right. Even as
long
like,
as,
yeah.
Listen, for us, as long as Vincent Ho was sitting outside with his drink in his hand.
Y'all was good to go.
We was good. Now, the minute he went in the house, we knew, all right, they go to sign. Let's go in the house. But, you know, we were that house and then, like, me and my brother, we seen that. It's like, no, y'all call us when you need something or you coming over when you need something.
Right.
You know, we don't do that with y'all. Like, we try to have fun with everybody whenever. And we fell back a whole lot, especially him. But, like, we fell back a whole lot. And it's but it's not that I don't love them at the same
time. Of course,
time.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just that I'm sorry. No, I will say that I'm closer to my friends than I am to the majority
fine.
Of my
and
family members. Especially, like, on my mom's side. I can't tell y'all.
Oh, I don't fuck with none of the motherfuckers on my daddy's side.
Listen, my cousin that came, my cousin, I think he came before you came. He left. Yeah, he left before you came. But I had my cousin come over on my mom's side. Mm. And one of my, and another one. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And another one was supposed to show up, but she was in Orlando for work, and because it was raining up there, she couldn't make it.
Yeah.
But it was like.
Like, those are the two that you fuck with.
Yeah, those were the two.
Yeah.
And it was like, damn, I need to do this more often, you know, because we were close when we did have the time to be around each other. But it's just still.
Yeah, people get older.
I'm going to call my friends first if I need some shit before I call.
Of course.
My family first.
Of course, yeah.
And that's just what it is.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what it is. Like, a lot of people, and then, too, like, with women, it's just not a crime to have mixed friends. It's not a crime for y'all to have, for women to have guy best friends.
Oh, yeah.
And for guys.
That's a good topic, too. But
to
like,
have girl close friends.
Oh, of course. Oh, I done cut a bitch off for, like, trying me like that. I stopped talking to a chick.
Listen, I...
About Jab, and she was like, oh, I don't like how y'all... So I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm like, baby girl, that's my friend.
Right.
Like...
And then it's not, you know... Like, and I think it took Tony a minute for him to get used to us being close.
Yeah.
Like, it did.
Because I'm not, Doc not going nowhere.
Right. Because at the end of the day,
but
it's
like, I'm not disrespectful, though. Like, whenever my homegirls get into relationships, I will fall back. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't going to hit you up as often. And if I do, I'm not going to be like, you know, I answer the phone talking shit.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to, like, say no crazy disrespectful shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though I don't mean it, just be funny. You know what I mean? But like, I know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'll hit you like, oh, where you at? Who you with? Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but and that's the thing. Like, you know, he's fine. Of course, he's fine. But then you have
But that's the thing. He gonna have to be.
I don't put in anybody that in all of my close, genuine friends. You're not gonna sit up here and think you finna step into my life and take over the position they didn't already built. Like, we got this together. Okay,
right.
It's fine. And like I said. There ain't no problems. But, like, you know, his friends on the outside, they're like, you okay with that?
See, and that's corny. Like, that's corny
and
as fuck.
I'm like, what do you... And you'll tell me.
Like, I understand why women say niggas ain't shit.
Yeah.
Because look how motherfuckers act.
Right. Because it's like, I was like,
so fucking corny. Like I was on... Well, you don't got Twitter. But you probably saw I had screenshotted and posted on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. But, like... Niggas really be out here like this. Not nothing to do with that, but like just to say how corny niggas is.
Yeah,
you know niggas really be out here begging for pussy.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna keep shit very vague.
Yeah,
I have a friend, a female friend, and I have a dude friend, or whatever. I've known the dude friend longer than I know the female friend. Mm-hmm. So, but them two, they cool or whatever. At the time they was cool. Some kind of because I assume that they already knew each other, but I guess they kind of met between
you guys
through me kind of.
Yeah.
So, I guess they got cool. They had a little arrangement where they were just going to just, like, have casual sex or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But when they first started that arrangement, I guess the shit just, it kind of fell through.
Right.
Like, the dude didn't follow up or whatever. So, cool. So, she was like, okay, cool. We can just be good. But at this time in her life, she not on that shit. But now he trying to do that again or whatever. And she told Shredder, like, oh, no, I ain't on that type of time. Like, if we can just be cool. Like, I ain't on that. Like, I'm in a different place in my life. Like, it ain't no beef. She's just like, I just don't want to do that with you right now. Because I think she already has somebody else to do that with right now.
Right.
So she doesn't need you. You know what I'm saying? So I've known this nigga for years. He keeps, like, because every now and then she'll give me, like, a little update on the situation.
Yeah.
And we just laugh about it. But it's like, that's so corny, bro. Like, every now he's like, oh, damn, like, you trying me, da-da-da, like, we had an arrangement, da-da. And she was like, bro, like, I told you what it was. Like, this shit was right. So long ago. Like, we not even on that type of shit no more. Like, you still, like, she had to block him. She just unblocked mm-hmm. him. And then he's back on the shit again. I'm like, you just leave him blocked. Because that's corny. Like, and it makes me mad, because like I said earlier, I only associate with elite individuals. Mm-hmm. And you're doing that type of shit, I feel like you're making me look bad.
Yeah.
So I get it when women say, like, oh, niggas mm-hmm. ain't shit. That's corny.
Yeah.
I don't hang out with corny niggas, bro. Why are you doing that?
Why are you doing the most?
Like, if a woman says no, shut that's the fuck just up. What that's it dead, is. Bro. Like, leave, I don't like that shit, bro. Yeah. Like, a motherfucker has their own agency, bro. Like, stop. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that's corny.
But then
like,
you have
that's so rapey. Right. I hate using that word, but that's so rapey. Like, stop.
And it's so crazy because men can sit up here. It's some men that sit up here and, you know, they'll tell you, yeah, I don't want nothing, whatever, whatever, whoop de whoop. Then you have a woman that's up front because, you know, women get that. Now we have the title that we're not shit. Well, no. We told your ass. We was up front with your ass.
I do
when
the
shit was happening.
People think they can change. That's the thing. My OG told me, my old head told me, you can't change someone's minds.
You cannot.
He said, you can't sell anyone anything, and you can't change people's minds. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't sell me anything. If I had the mindset of going into the liquor store and buying this bottle, mm-hmm. I'm going to buy that.
Right.
You can't sell me this bottle of liquor.
Right.
Either I'm going to buy it or I'm not.
Exactly. When you have a strong-minded individual, we're going to do what the fuck we want to do.
Exactly.
Point blank, period. Like, I don't care what you feel or how you feel, but it's like, niggas now, they get so butt hurt.
They do.
They get, if it's not them making the decision, they get so butthurt about, like, no, you think you found a weak-minded female. Because it is females that they'll switch their thought process mm-hmm. and how they move to appease this person. And now you looking crazy at the end of the day. But dumb no. But now, it's not really, it's hard for them to find women like that now.
Yeah.
It is harder to find women like that now because it's like, why the fuck do I have to sit up here and feel like, you know, a hoe or whatever because I'm not doing what you want me to do, how you want me to do it.
It's corny.
You better get out of my face.
I don't do that corny shit, bro. I don't like that shit.
I don't know.
It's just so weird. I think it's so foreign to me because I'm not like that.
Yeah.
So like when I hear that's why I love having women friends mm-hmm. like for shit like this. Like I learned like
you know.
Like just like because most of my friends, well not most of my friends, but I have a good portion of women friends. Mm-hmm. But I love it though because like I learn insight. Mm-hmm. Like shit. Like I think I'm better at eating pussy from having women friends.
Yeah, because
I practice on them.
Yeah. Oh, what?
I'm joking. That was a joke.
And here I am, like yeah, what?
No, but like you can like hear like what do's and don'ts.
Yeah,
like,
ideally, like, most men don't learn really well until they have somebody that's willing to be patient and teach them yeah. what the fuck they want.
So like that's why like I feel like it makes me a better dude. Mm-hmm. Like having women friends, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Because like I like to hear like y'all's story, y'all perspective. Like I think that's dope.
Yeah,
because I feel like I can offer an honest like man. Well, not the average man, clearly, because like I don't be on a lot of the shit these niggas are on. Because yeah. like I'm different. You know what I mean? Like. Honestly, it's not that I'm different. I'm just a good guy.
Right.
Like, people call me an asshole and shit, but that's fine. I don't care. But it's like, yeah. I'm a genuinely good person. Right. Like, I don't be on that, like I said, with the whole shit with the dude. Like, that's corny. Like, I would never.
Right.
I would never.
That's why, like, and it was crazy, like, I remember having a conversation with him. Like, he's like, would you be okay with me having a girl? I was like, yeah, if y'all was close before I came in the picture, sure, why not?
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, if that's all y'all had, I was like, see, the difference is, any guys around me, I haven't had relations with that person.
Yeah.
But I don't keep people around with me that I've had relations with because that's just nothing but a headache for me, yeah. one. And yeah. I don't got time for that shit.
I feel, honestly, I don't keep people around that I've had sex with, but it's not on some shit like, oh, yeah, I can't be around them. It's really because of them because I don't care.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I don't, my whole thing is if I've seen you naked, don't you dare act awkward around me. Mm-hmm. Cause I like see somebody like out that I've had sex with. I don't know if y'all think like a nigga gonna be like if I let's say like me and you did some shit or whatever, and I see you out like with Tony downtown or some shit, and I speak, I feel like in y'all head y'all be like, damn, is he gonna say that we fucked right now? I feel like y'all be thinking that.
Yeah, no, I do think that women they get like giddy, like Oh God.
It's like, what am I on about? Oh damn, are you fucking that now? Like, I'm not gonna say that. Like, I feel like that's so, like, don't act awkward. If like, that's so weird. Like, because I'm not gonna do that shit. Come on now, I got sense. Like, if you were a genuinely cool person, like, and we didn't work out, that's fine.
Listen, y'all heard some of my stories of the people that I talk to, and listen, I ain't even do shit with them, and I can't be around them because they ass. It's their asses is fucking crazy.
It's the person. Yes, yeah, it's never
it's,
me.
It's not me. It's your ass is fucking crazy. So no, I'm gonna leave your ass way, way, way in the back.
Yeah.
Just simply because you're fucking crazy.
Right.
Point blank. Like, he asked me about somebody recently. I don't even know where he gets this from, because it's not like, I'm not a person that I feel like I need to go down a list of people I've talked to. Like,
well, you know, we don't have to. Yeah. I'm not asking for
bodies.
I'm not gonna make you do it. I'm not in fucking high school. I'm not asking. Like, I don't give a fuck how many. You could have fucked 100 niggas. I don't care.
I like
my pussy with a little miles on it.
I just don't think that is necessary. One.
It's corny. I don't want to fuck over. I want a bitch I know what she like.
I just don't think it's necessary. So he hasn't asked me or anything, but if he has suspicions, he'll ask me, like, you know this person? Like, so he did it recently. He's like, you know this person? And I was like, yeah, I'll tell you who he asked me about after the show.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you the girl I was talking about, too, after the show.
Okay, yeah. He asked me, he was like, you know this person? I was like, yeah. And he was like, he liked you at one point.
Oh, that's how he said, he liked you at one point.
And I'm like, what's your definition of liked?
Yeah, like, what are you trying to say? Like, just spit
it out. Did y'all date? Was y'all talking?
He wanted to ask if y'all fuck. Yeah, that's what he wanted to ask.
That's basically what it came down to.
Why he didn't say that?
And Tony, he tries to make sure, like, you know, Tony is Mr. Polite.
I would think that shit's hilarious. Did y'all fuck? Ah, I did it with trash, huh? I know. Yeah, I know. It wasn't me. I know. It was trash.
I was like, yeah, I mean, we talked for a little bit, but, you know, it was nothing that deep. It was nothing deep. And, he was like, oh, because he was at the barbershop I was at. And it was just some, like, a vibe. Like, I seen, you know, he used to like all your pictures and shit.
How would he even know that?
Listen.
He goes through all your pictures and the likes
men
and shit.
Men are fucking crazy.
Don't do it. Don't throw us all in that shit.
Okay. Nah. Some of y'all are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, what are you bringing this up to me for? It's not like, he was like, I mean, you know, because I know who he is. So I was, like, talking to him and stuff, but... You know, like, he was acting like a little, because he's like, I've seen him before. Like, I knew who he was, and we talked, dap up and everything. He was like, and I seen him at the barbershop, and I was like, trying to like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? You know, and man was giving me like these little one worded answers, and he wasn't like he was doing shit. Yeah. And I was like, oh. And he was like, you know, he's like, I need to figure out what the hell you be doing to these motherfuckers. And
that's
I'm
so
like,
funny.
Wow, absolutely nothing.
Like, you do mind your business.
I literally do absolutely nothing. I am myself. Okay?
That's funny.
I was like, if you leave me, you're gonna become crazy too. So,
yeah, I can see that with him.
Like, what do you mean? It's what it is. I'm not gonna say I'm on Erykah Badu level.
Yeah, she got these niggas.
She got niggas changing their whole wardrobe and everything. She got some shit going on, okay?
I would just love just to smell her pussy. I know what smells like.
I just
like.
Feel like
I just
it's
know
like
it smells like roses.
Incense and flowers. Yeah. I don't know.
I just want to lay my head on her pussy like this.
I watched one thing she had posted on her Instagram. It was like basically of her taking care of like her vegetable garden.
Oh, okay, okay,
everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh. God damn you, Erykah.
She got a healthy pussy.
And let me, oh. Speaking of healthy pussy, okay?
Ah, shit, here we go.
Y'all.
You done put some collard greens in your pussy? What you done did?
No, not yet.
You done put some spinach in your pussy?
Not in my body, yes. But since I've turned, like, even before I turned 30, it was like that month before, it was like very important for me to research additional vitamins.
I do want to start taking vitamins, too.
Like,
I thought
all
I should,
types
yeah.
of, like, it was just a
I
random.
Never, I never took vitamins. I feel like I need to, I should start. Listen, it wouldn't hurt, you know what I mean?
It's literally not gonna hurt, but I was like researching it and shit, and so I start practicing shit like while I was on vacation because I felt like it would just be easier time wise. I got a NutriBullet for my birthday.
I did get a NutriBullet for my birthday.
So I was using that to like make green smoothies and shit like that. And I like started doing that like it's part of my routine. I'm like, wow.
You feel like a difference? Wow. You think
it's like just within like after that week going into it because you know it does take like.
It's not like an overnight thing. Yeah, you gotta keep doing it.
And I was like, man, like now it's like literally something that's important, becoming important for me to like
made it a routine.
Keep up with, yeah. You know, because...
Do you feel a difference? Or not yet? Not quite yet.
Okay. But I just, like, throughout the day, like, when I was doing my green smoothies and stuff, I felt, like, that energy, like, that extra boost of energy and stuff. And then, you know, like, I told you I've been drinking, like, lemon and honey, like, tea at night and stuff. And that helps
me.
It literally is, I sit there and I drink it, and I'm literally, like, relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
okay. Right.
You know, so it's like, y'all, I don't have, like, a straight-up coochie tip for this week.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
But.
Just be careful what you put in. The better quality shit you put in your body.
The quality shit. You need it.
Hell yeah.
You need it because, honestly, if you focus on all of that shit, like all the good vitamins you're supposed to take, all of that, it's going to trickle down from your head to your feet. So eventually, it's going to come through your cooch. Like, I mean, it's all part of it from your head to your feet. So I'm going to need for y'all to cut back on the processed shit. I've never really been big on processed foods anyway.
I eat processed foods, but it's like, I cut out cheese. I'll eat cheese if it's on like something, like if it's on pizza or like a taco. But
if it's necessary for a meal, I'm going to have it. But I don't just eat cheese like that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't go on my way.
Although I've been craving Anada, which I need to see.
Can
I
remember what?
Anada. It's the restaurant on Beach Drive.
I've never heard of it.
It's like Anada.
Okay. I never heard of it.
You know, I need to make up with Courtney. So I'm going to invite her because I've told her about it before.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, I love wine. And they do like I'm going to say this wrong. So those that are listening,
charcuterie
board.
Yeah, charcuterie, yeah.
A cheese board.
Yeah, with like the meats and stuff.
Yeah,
they do
like the meats. And I'm not big on just eating cheese plain. But the first time I went, they sit there and I was like, okay. Like, they talk to you. Like, and these waitresses...
Because
like,
it pairs with, like, the wine and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
These waitresses are fully, like, educated in what the fuck they got.
It's one of those places, like, you gotta, like, know your shit.
Yes.
Work there, yeah.
I got a cheese that was, like, a Marlowe blend. That shit was so... It didn't even taste like cheese.
Yeah.
And you drizzled some honey on top of that and eat it with a cracker. Oh, my
That's
God.
Wrong. Yeah.
Like, it was so fucking good. But, like, the vibe and everything is just all chill and everything,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yes. Cheese, dairy stuff. Like, I can't really eat dairy anyway. We all know.
Oh, right.
We all know.
But as far as me, my whole healthy shit, the only thing I did is cut out cheese. I still eat like shit. I ain't gonna flex.
No, I can't say I eat like shit. I've
been stopping eating fast food. Like, I don't eat fast food. Like, the most fast food I eat is probably like Chick-fil-A. And then sometimes I get a Taco Bell craving.
Ooh. Whoa.
But that shit good, though. It's good. It's good bad food.
I don't remember the last time I had Taco Bell. It's been years since I had some Taco Bell.
But other than that, like, the fastest shit I eat is, like, Chick-fil-A.
I cut out a lot of fast
food. I don't eat
foods.
McDonald's. I don't eat Burger King.
No, McDonald's, no.
Every now and then, I get some Wendy's nuggets. Because
they do have the best nuggets.
Yeah.
I do feel
but,
like,
other than that, like, yeah, I don't
and
eat fast food.
And then, I do get in my crate. Like, if I want a burger and I don't want to have to be the one to make it, and I don't want to have to go to a restaurant,
but
I will go to Five Guys. I'm not even going to sit
I do like
flex.
Five Guys. But, like, but yeah, I haven't had Five Guys in years either.
But it's nothing, like, if I do something like that, it'll be, like, a good period in time that I had it. Like, it'll be, like, it's probably been, like, 2 months since I've had some Five Guys.
Excuse me.
You know?
Right.
Like, it's not like I have it often, but I've never been a big fast food person anyway.
Right.
And I'm not a sweets person.
Me neither.
Like, the only time I'm into sweets is if it's that time of the month, because we have every craving at that time.
Yeah.
It's just
like, every now and then I want some candy. But even if it's like a specific candy, it's like, it gotta
and
be like,
once
it gotta
I
be,
have
it gotta
that
be some
bite.
Type, it gotta be some type of gummy. I like gummies. Mm-hmm. I don't like hard candy. Like, but even then, it's like, I don't really like sweet shit.
I haven't had a gummy since I had my edible because I had such an experience.
You got PTSD.
Yes, exactly.
From gummies. Every gummy you see.
I look at it and I'm like, I can't even trust it. Even though I know I purchased it from out the store.
Yeah.
I can't even trust it.
Right.
Because all I'm thinking about is what the fuck took place. I was paralyzed from the neck down, I felt like.
That's so funny.
Can't do it again.
Why? That was your birthday?
No.
Oh, this is before.
That was way before the birthday.
Oh, okay.
Listen, it was Shantae asked, and I told her, you bring an edible in front of me again, you're going to jail.
Oh, wait, your Shantae or my Shantae?
My Shantae.
Oh, because my Shantae be doing edibles.
I know. She showed up at the party doing the goddamn, and she was on an edible. And
she gave one to Shayon. We was over at the house chilling a few weeks ago.
That's hilarious.
And
he took half of it.
Shantae was like, just take half of it. Wait 45 minutes and then take the other half. He's like, I don't feel shit. Let me get the other half.
No. I took only half and felt all of it. It felt like.
Yeah. That's funny.
But I'm not a
I think it's because it's like, yeah, that's true.
I can say Tony take it like it's nothing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think it's like it's more concentrated, the edibles.
Yeah, it's he take the shit and he still be functioning. I took it half of it and my half was done.
He's a regular, but
he's a regular smoker. So, yeah.
So it's different. Yeah,
I don't know. Wow, this was a good. We had a good session today. Oh, yeah. I feel like
we had to catch up. So we had got a lot of shit off, like about friendships and shit like that. Yeah,
y'all got to come on, y'all. We getting older. Oof.
Oh, that's what I want to ask before we leave about the friendship shit. Do you feel like you're to the point where, like, I don't need any more friends. Like, I'm good with the friends I have type shit. Like, are you open to meeting new friends or are you just like, no, I'm cool?
I think if I had, let me not say this because I don't want my friends that's listening or you to feel any type of way. But, you know, I have a very, very, very small circle of friends, a very, very small circle. So I think for me personally, I am open to adding a couple more people that I can reach out to.
But you're not like, you're not actively looking like, oh, is this girl going to be my friend?
Yeah, no.
It got to be like natural.
It has to be 100% natural. Like if, you know, let's say I go to hang out with Asha and them again or something like that. Like even with Asha, me and her are cool, but I'm not going to sit up here and be like, oh yeah, this is my best friend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But who's to say, because we went to school together. We weren't like this in school.
Exactly. Like, yeah, it's different.
But
yeah.
It's like, I'm like now, you know, like me, Shantae and Janae was talking about, I was like, she's cool as fuck. Like, you know, but we're all different. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I would be 100% willing, but it's a natural thing. Like, I'm not getting myself up one day, getting dressed.
I'm finna go make some friends
today. I'm finna go meet some friends, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like
I'm the same way. Like, I'm always open, but I'm like, if I meet people, like, it's like, it gotta be organic. Like, I meet people through people.
Right. That's it. That's about it. And it ain't like a whole lot of people. Like, I'm not trying to have a whole new phone book.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I would be okay. Like, if it's somebody that's like really cool, really gentle, like, yeah, I'd be 100% fine with it. You know, because I do feel like I need more people that I can.
Because I've always heard it like, oh, like, I don't need no friends. All the friends I got, I'm good. Like, I feel you.
Yeah, that's fine. Why would you close yourself out to that?
Yeah, it's like cutting your nose to spite your face.
Because
like,
my thing is, my new thing
is... So if you meet somebody that's really cool, you just be like, oh, sorry.
Exactly.
Friend limit reached.
But my thing is, it's so many... You can learn so much shit from people. Like, you might think you know it all and you got yourself figured out, but you don't realize this person that you meet this night or you hang out with them for a couple times or whatever, they could, like, introduce you to a whole bunch of new shit that can elevate you. Yeah. Like, it's like... It's okay to meet new people.
Yeah.
It's really okay. And yeah, of course you have to like hang out with the person a few times to see if it's actually going to be worth your while. Well, not a few times. I feel like now that we're older, we can tell. I can tell when I first meet somebody like at that party Friday night,
when you went to the hotel?
Yeah. Told Chantel, I was like, it's something about her. I don't like that.
Yeah, y'all big on that. Yeah, it's all about vibes and shit.
I don't like that vibe right there.
Yeah,
You come in sober, so then that's all I need to know. Because when you're drunk, everybody's a vibe.
But when
you're sober, that's when we really need to determine. When you come in sober, and I don't like what you got going on, you stay over.
Right.
Exactly. You know, but I don't know. I'm okay with it. I think it's fine. I think it's... I actually quite think the saying now, no new friends, is quite childish to me.
Yeah, the whole no new friend. Yeah,
like, it's stupid, honestly, because saying was popping when we was younger, too.
Yeah, but it's like... Exactly. It's like, you had motherfuckers you know for years, and y'all not... And, y'all might not be as close as y'all was. Y'all might fall out or whatever. So no new friends. You won't have no friends.
Right, exactly. What you gonna sit up there and go somewhere and talk to yourself? It's fine to go out by yourself, but if you going out yourself every time you trying to do something, talking to yourself?
I feel attacked. Because that was my vibe.
But see, the thing is, you can go out and one of your friends might be out too.
Yeah, might run.
So you might run into that person.
But
your ass is open to meeting new people. I don't want to hear it. Your attackness, keep it to yourself. And I thank you.
Well, anyway, I think we got everything covered.
I think we did. I hope you guys really listened and took some notes.
Yeah, we got a lot of good shit going on. I got to edit out when I went to get another beer.
And I looked at the time, but I didn't look at the time at the same time.
What, the time of the thing?
How do you just hit the space bar to pause it?
Yeah, just stop it, yeah.
See? in my head, I was like, "Ooh, all I gotta do is hit the space bar." But I was talking about my drink, so it wasn't like dead.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine. But yeah, that's just a space bar.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll remember that the next time.
Yep. So, everything good? You got everything off your chest?
Yeah. Okay. How about you?
Yeah, I just want to make sure. I don't want to just end it and you had some more bars to drop.
Oh, good.
So, as always, thank you for listening to Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Goldenchild and Thelma.
I was like, here we go. Let me be prepared.
And Sharon.
The normal one.
Yeah. And as always, holla at your guala. You want to press the space bar? You can press it. You can stop it. Go ahead and press it. You can press it anytime you want to. Just press it. It's right there. You see it? See
peace long... out. That was the peace out.
Okay.
You know, it's always different.
Okay. Space bar.